Good evening from London. I'm Ken Livingstone, the former Mayor of London. I'm standing in for George Galloway, and we're halfway through the programme. I'd like to hear your views. You can text on +44 7800 008066. You can telephone on +44 208 601 4555, or you can voicemail on +44 203 070 2522. Now, at this time in the programme, we always have some cartoons, and tonight is no exception. So let's have a look at what we've got today. And here you see that the first, by Carlos Latuf from Brazil, Israel, no criticism allowed. And the lips of a protester there, stitched together. And I think for anybody who's ever been involved in criticising the government of Israel will know it is a very painful process. You are denounced immediately. A whole orchestration of protests and complaints, allegations of anti-Semitism. Anyone who criticises Israel has to go through that. A very painful experience, and I think that cartoon captures it. And here, of course, we have Divide and Conquer, also by Carlos Latuf from Brazil. The split between Shia and Sunni being exploited by the American government, very much the policy of the Bush administration, and the long-term legacy. And I have to say, I think perhaps the tragedy of the Arab world is that it was never allowed to have one great Arab nation, but after World War I, divided into little bits by the imperial powers. And every attempt, whether it was by Nasser or anybody else, to create one united Arab voice has been completely overthrown and defeated. And that is the tragedy of the Muslim world. And here, Rachel Corrie, bulldozed by Israel, another Carlos Latuf from Brazil. Because, of course, some journalists, Western journalists, have been killed, as well as many Arab and Muslim journalists. I think that captures that very well. And, of course, it does remind me, it's not so long ago, that Tony Blair had to talk George Bush out of, and that notorious phone call, talk George Bush out of a decision to just go and bomb the headquarters of Al Jazeera, which would have been a terrible loss of life from one of our sister stations. Anyhow, let's move to some texts and emails and phone calls. Oh, we have one more cartoon. Sorry, my first mistake of the evening. And here, no criticism allowed, part two. With any criticism of Israel now being defined as hate speech. And I know from my own experience, very often when I've criticised Israel, I've been told this is anti-Semitic. I actually had to go to the High Court of Britain, which eventually ruled that I wasn't anti-Semitic. I was just being critical of the government of Israel. Anyhow, let's get your views on all of these, and we'll start with our first email of the second part of the show. And this is from Kishore in UK. What should be done about homes in illegally occupied West Bank being sold by estate agents on the UK High Street? Well, this is clearly illegal. The occupation has never been recognised by international law. UN resolutions demand the withdrawal of Israel from all occupied land. And if we recall, back in 1990, the United Nations passed those resolutions saying that they're authorising the invasion of Iraq because Saddam Hussein had invaded and occupied Kuwait. And if it was one law for Saddam Hussein, it should be equally the same law applied to Israel. No land or building or farm area anywhere on the West Bank or Gaza can legitimately be sold. And anybody buying one is going to be at risk of actually losing that when eventually a Palestinian state is created. So if you see adverts, if someone's trying to sell you illegally occupied land or dwellings, say no. And let's have an SMS, a text. And God bless you, Livingstone. Why don't others in the UK's government think like George and you do? They all know what's the truth in the Middle East, and well, it doesn't say who that's from. I say there's an awful lot more MPs that you never hear of who have the same views that George Galloway and myself have. And quite interestingly, if you look at the opinion polls in Britain, although overwhelmingly the government and the media are pro-Israel and hostile to the Palestinian cause, amongst the general public there's a very strong support, which is one of the tragedies when some extreme individuals target domestic populations, because around the world there is real support for justice for the Palestinians, and therefore there are many more out there. Don't worry, it's not just a few voices crying in the wind, it is the great mass of humanity want justice for the Palestinians.